Taco Tuesday! It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Just weeks away from the 18th annual White Linen Party, we've invited Stokely from Mint Condition, John B., Love Macy, and the world famous Brian B. Shannon. Taking care of the soundtrack.
I sure will.
Shut up, Brian. September 4th, tickets available right now at ASX.com. Or just keep listening to The Morning Grind for your free tickets. Brian B. Shannon is the man. Completely out of context as usual. Per normal, friend.
I know how to flip it.
What'd you get into last night?
Ooh, football practice.
Get out of here. It's already starting.
Ma'am, we've been in full swing of football practice for probably about a month now.
Really?
Yeah, man. My KC Seminoles. Hey, 56th graders, I need some more. I need a couple more. So come holler at me. Come to practice. But I, you know, love being with my boys. They always energize me. They always give me a purpose. And that's what I got into last night. You know, wifey made some salmon croquettes.
That's one of my favorites. Did you have grits or rice?
Neither. We had
a little salad.
Cabbage.
Okay.
Yeah, a nice chicken broth cooked cabbage.
See, rice or either grits is a good accompaniment for croquettes. You know what I'm talking about? That's if you fancy, but you know, yeah. Down in the valley where the girls get naked, we say salmon patties.
Yeah, I'm sure those are lovely selections for sides. We're trying to stay away from the carbs.
I know, right?
Yeah, trying to, as I, you know, have a couple chips here. But
you go sneak in there and get them chips out the snack machine every morning. That's your sneak trip.
That's my morning coffee. It don't make sense to y'all, but it do to my body. What you getting into?
Nothing. I stayed in the house and just relaxing, you know. I was tired. For some reason, I never can sleep on Sunday nights.
Me neither.
So I'm up. I come do the show. And then as soon as I get off work, it's like, okay, I got to go get into bed. So That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I was able to sleep my regular time, too. So I must have been really tired. But listen, we got a great show on deck today. We're going to be welcoming Ryan Henry and Dom from Black Ink Crew Chicago. Find out what's happening on this new season. You know, they always have hella drama up there.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Look for highs in the mid 80s today. Cloudy and a little sunny. Right now, you are mostly clear at 70 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
You know, my morning routine is to watch Fox 4 while I'm getting dressed on my way to work, and they talked about the passing of Olivia Newton-John this morning.
Oh, man, let's get physical.
After a decades-long battle with breast cancer, she passed away at the age of 73.
R.I.P. Olivia Newton-John, you and your neon workout clothes that you had in the 80s.
They said she was like one of the most successful female artists. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I just know her from Grease. I can I just be real?
That's it?
Yeah, I'm sure she's done other things, but that's all that I know.
Didn't she have like workout videos and stuff? She like revolutionized the at-home workout?
No, that was Jane Fonda.
Oh, okay, my bad. I just know physical.
I didn't even know she did that. You just put me up on game.
Really?
Yeah. I just know her from Grease. I ain't lying.
R.I.P., man.
For real, though. Rapper Spice One claimed that Tupac ruined his chances with the Queen Janet Jackson after he hooked up with one of her backup dancers?
I was edging Pac on to get with Janet. I kept on like, hey, man, you know, you need to go holler at Janet. My tripping. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know what happened with that, but it was like she was taking too long. So, you know, I think he ended up one of her dancers or something, you know. That struck a nerve. She wasn't with that. She was like, you out your mind. Like, that kind of ended everything right there, I think. You know what I'm saying?
An equivalent to Janet and Pac. What, Future and Sierra?
Yeah, Jay and Beyonce. One of those kind of things. Yeah. That would have been something. Don't be going back trying to tell stuff like later, 20 years later, oh, Brian. Well, don't be one of them.
Well, why not?
Don't be telling other people's business. 20 years later, you could tell your business, but not other people's business.
Oh, I'm spilling all your beans.
You don't know none of my beans.
Everybody going to know everything about you.
You know none of my beans. My beans have been locked inside.
But no, I'm not.
I do bean work out of town.
Oh, man. Nah, I'm not one for pillow talking anyway. And I feel like that's what this is with, you know, Spice One and, you know, Irv Gotti the
all
last
these
couple
chatty
days.
Patties. Like, I mean, seriously.
Public pillow talking is a no-no.
We're going to be talking to Irv Gotti tomorrow. I hope I could, you know, hold in
my
disdain for the pillow talk.
You need to be real with it. Just speak your mind. Ask whatever questions you want.
Man, you corny!
Fetty Wap got arrested yesterday for allegedly threatening to kill a man while on FaceTime with him.
That's crazy.
He told the dude, I'm going to kill you and everybody you with. I'm going to kill you. On the FaceTime?
Yeah,
you can record FaceTime?
Somebody else might have recorded. The other guy might have been recording.
Phew.
Yeah.
Because I be doing stuff on FaceTime sometimes. No. And I was like, if you can record that.
No.
I got.
So you don't know what somebody else on the other end is doing. Now, I remember on FaceTime, like, I remember it'll show you a nototification if somebody took a picture or a screenshot or something.
I done seen that.
But
can you record?
Yeah, you can't be wilding out, man. You don't know what somebody else is doing. Who did you do these suspicious activities with? Who's on the other end of your FaceTime?
The twos and fews, you know.
Oh.
I keep all my stuff a secret.
The spicy, you know, side of Shay.
Right, we don't even got to show all of that. So Drake's daddy went and got a tattoo of his son on his arm, and it's his, like, whole face.
It looks terrible.
Is it weird or no?
I don't think it's weird because, you know, you see people that have the foot, you know, when
footprint.
The footprint or, you know, baby's names or something.
Lips.
He's honoring his son. And I don't have no problem with that, especially with me. I got my family tatted on me.
So if your mother put your face on her arm, you're going to be like, go, Bobby, go. Go ahead. Bobby, go, Bobby, go.
Just get it right for my dog Diego at Bloodline Studios. But it got to look right.
Mommy, don't get no tattoo of me. I don't want my mother to do that. Like, I'm straight.
Your nice, beautiful cabbage patch face on a nice arm, why not?
I'm straight. My mother going to go to heaven. She don't need me. Like,
that's going to stop her from going to heaven?
Maybe.
Oh, Lord.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I went to Chiefs training camp on Saturday, and y'all know it was hot as I don't know what outside. Tried to get Frank Clark's autograph after they had done drills. And, yes, they were finishing up, and he was training the new dude, George K., because I can't ever pronounce his name.
George Karloftis.
Karloftis, thank you very much, sir. And he refused to give us and the little kids autographs, teased us, came up, ran up to the sideline like he was going to give autographs, flashed his pretty white teeth with his one silver whatever in his mouth.
Open face.
Left. And left. All of the stuff that he going through, he should try to be nice to the public.
Let me tell you this. Frank Clark has lost a bunch of weight in the offseason. You know how you lose 4.5 pounds and you think you fly like Brian has done?
Yeah.
That's the energy that he's giving. You know, you get a flat stomach, you don't want to speak to nobody no more. You just like, I know
you
see
true.
It.
That's true. You are absolutely right. He's all feeling himself. But you know what? Don't do the little kids. I'm an older lady, so it was cool with me. But the little kids, they was out in the heat, and they was hollering his name, Mr. Clark. Aww. And he just ignored him, and he didn't go flash that smile at him. Like, it was, that is not okay.
Because you're not that cute, and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You got that $50 I loaned you that time?
Come on, man. Come on.
No or yes?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do. That time I loaned that to you. You said you needed it.
She sounds so believable.
I did. Maybe, what you talking about?
Maybe to the gullible type.
Whatever, Cornell. Okay, let's talk about this back to school then, since you want to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. It's back to school time in the Kansas City area. And of course, folks with big hearts are standing in the gap for children who may be needing a little help to start their year off right.
Need those books and book bags, Shay. And here to help is Executive Director of Block Brothers Liberating Our Communities, Mr. Cornell Ellis. Good morning, fam.
Hey, what's up? What's up? The block is hot. How y'all doing today?
That's right. Back to school barbecue bash. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so this Friday, this will be our second back to school barbecue bash. We'll be at Harris Park. We'll be giving away over 500 backpacks filled with supplies, the books, the notebooks, the pens, the folders, the binders, everything that kids need in order to feel successful as they enter back into a school year. On top of that, we also have 30 vendors lining the streets at Harris Park for families, all the resources that they need in order to be successful over the course of a year. We know that it's not just the teachers, nor it's not just students. You know, parents also have needs. So those resources will be there to help provide them everything they need. So we'll have all the resources. We'll have a couple bouncy houses, some free food, a 3-on-3 tournament, a DJ, a 360 photo booth, all the fun and all the things that we'll need to get kick off the year right.
6 to 9 p.m. this Friday at Harris Park, 4029 Wayne Ave. I love the fact that this is in our community serving our people. And along with all of that, you got a 3-on-3 tournament sign up, dog. Talk to the hoopers out there.
Yeah, man. It's our very first time hosting a 3-on-3 tournament. Anybody can come out. We're going to host sign-ups from 6 to 7. Like you said, we're going to be out there from 6 to 9. So if you want to come hoop, come sign up from 6 to 7, and then we'll tip off at 7 o'clock. The prize will be dope. I know we got some black male educators coming from around the city trying to show off their skills. So come get a team together. Come hoop with the block.
Cornell, why did you start this event?
Only 2% of teachers in America are black men. Only 2%. Here in Missouri, it's less than 1%. And when I walked inside of a classroom as an educator for over a decade, I saw the impact that black male educators have on all students, especially the ones that need the most opportunity. One of three black men are headed to jail right now. So if we can increase the number of black male educators in schools, I believe we can increase educational equity for all students, especially our black boys.
You know what? You ain't even got to worry about that $50 I loaned you. I like the way you talk, friend. Yes.
It's going to a good cause. It's going to a good cause,
babe. Make sure y'all hit up the Back to School Barbecue Bash this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. at Harris Park, 4029 Wayne Ave. Cornell Ellis, thank you so much, man. We're going to be doing a lot more with Block.
Looking forward to it. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Block on Hot 103 Jams.
I tell you, Brian, the ladies love Ryan, Henry, and Dom from Black Ink Crew Chicago. The new season premieres tonight on VH1.
Yeah, I know that feeling. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up? Blessings. What's going on?
I know you didn't say that you know the feeling that the ladies love you. No, you don't.
How come I don't?
Hey, I wasn't going to hate on it. I wasn't going to let him live.
Facts.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new season. What do we expect to happen? Y'all always got so much shop drama.
I think you could just expect the unexpected. I mean, people have been seeing us together for so long, you know, 8 years running. So to be able to, you know, see us at a level of where, you know, all of us being grown and, you know, being through so many, you know, painstaking events that have gone on over time, you know what I mean? You're going to see us be at a point where it's like, hey, man, it's time to make more decisions for ourselves first as opposed to collectively, you know what I mean? But like I said, that's not always in a bad sense. You know, sometimes that's for the betterment of how, you know, people accept you, people interact with you.
Ryan, the theme of this season for you seems to be out with the old, in with the new. You concentrating on the expansion of the shop. Talk about that and other things you got going on this season.
People have been seeing us be the friends and family way of handling business for so long. And you know, you see how that works out, see how that don't work out. You know, you see where people take the losses, especially me. I've learned over time how to make better decisions when it comes to handling business, and, you know, now it's just about applying them.
We're talking to Ryan, Henry, and Dom from 9MAG, Black Ink Crew, Chicago. Dom, would you ever date a woman without tattoos?
Yeah, I ain't got no choice. He's
been married like years.
So your lady don't have tattoos?
No, she got tattoos. I mean, I don't think that made or break the deal with it. I mean, Because to be honest with you, you know, it wasn't nothing to do about the art, none of that. It was purely about the energy, the connection, you know, what she brought to the table that helped me, you know, grow as a man. You know, that's the more important stuff. I mean, having the tattoos is cool, but, you know, we've been around shops for a while, man. Them tattoo girls, some of them ain't got it all together. So, you know, you might stay away from that.
Ryan, what about you? Have you ever dated a lady with no tattoos, and would you be open to it?
I've been around, you know what I'm saying, and had my fair share of all different types, you know. So I definitely dated people without tattoos that don't even like tattoos. Dated some people that don't even like me. So, you know, it just... It really don't matter, you know, I mean, it's all about the personality. Tattoos is nothing, but for me, it's just artistic expression. So, you know, whether you got to paint me your house in the wall or whether you express it on your skin, you know what I mean? It's about how you express yourself.
I see people with tattoos in very odd places, faces, private parts, butt cheeks, whatever. How do they come to you and it's a very, like, you know, sensitive area for them, a very private area. How do they come to y'all with that?
You could just walk in my shop and then request something. And it's really on the artist to do it. You know, I think people over, you know, I've been tattooing almost 15 years. So I think people kind of know right now I'm not just down to do anything. I'm a little more reserved when it comes to the things that inspire me as opposed to just doing anything because they got the money. So I haven't done that for a while.
Piggybacking on that question about the tattooing and private parts, Nick Cannon said that 80% of the women don't know how to keep their privacy clean.
Yikes.
Have you experienced that while you down in the trenches tattooing?
That's half the reason why I wouldn't even do it.
Yeah. I was gonna say it gets weird. It gets really weird. Like,
I'm fully with Nick on that, man. Shout out to Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? 80%. I would probably say the same thing.
80% of women that you've dealt with, their crotches were sour.
Just because you know how to be able to
facts.
Everybody else ain't a little, some people be a little tart and don't even know what tart is because they mama ain't know what tart is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they call tart for those too.
Ooh, yeah, it's getting spicy. You can check out all the spices on the new season. It's blowing into the Windy City tonight on VH1. Y'all, make sure you check it out. We appreciate y'all joining us today.
Oh, all right, blessings, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs will reach the mid-80s today. It'll be nice and comfortable. Right now, you are partly sunny and 70 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Let's go.
I'm E. Udoka, former NBA player, assistant basketball coach, and he's a boyfriend to Nia Long, right?
Yeah, coach of the Celtics.
45 years old. He's a full coach, not assistant?
Full coach, yep. One of the better coaches in the league now.
Okay. Go ahead and get me a little assistant coach, Brian.
I got you. I got a couple on my team. What's up?
Oh, I was talking about the pocketbook. Former NBA player Derek Fisher is 48 today.
My dog!
Journalist and TV personality Hoda Kotb is 58. Former NFL MLB pro athlete Coach Prime Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's 55. Why did he do this?
This is my song.
Why did he make this song?
Diamond Rolex and Gators on my feet. No. Hey.
No, Brian.
Please. Hey, this is when Deion was in his most ignorant, when he was in his prime, dog.
He had a whole skirl back then.
He had to freeze. He had the Duke box.
That's
girl
what we
kid.
Call it. Skirl instead of S-girl.
Yes, sir.
Curtis Blow Rap Pioneer is 63 today.
Clap your hands, everybody. If you got what it takes, because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Hey.
But look, Mac-10 rap artist is 51.
To the backyard boogie. Get your boogie
hey.
On.
Get your boogie Nine and Shades top 10.
No, he didn't do his thing, you know. Have I ever bought any of it? No, but that doesn't mean it ain't dope. Everything not for your ears. You know, I learned that like maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
That's it?
Yeah, everything not for you, and it's okay.
Your first year in Kansas City?
Uh, It would have been King Von's birthday too today, Brian. R.I.P. He's on in heaven. And it would have also been Whitney Houston's birthday today. Time for me
to see. Oh, happy heavenly birthday.
You know, I sang this one time on the radio when I was a little girl.
Oh, word? You give good love to me, baby. Oh, look at
my voice was different back then. It was much lighter. You know, as I've gotten older.
You hitting them background vocals kind of clean, though. You give good
love. I used to be higher.
Happy birthday.
All this arguing to make my voice deeper. But no, we got one more.
Oh.
Rapper Young Thug. Today's his birthday. He'll be 31.
Man, they got that wrong. His birthday next week.
It is?
Yeah, on the 16th.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
They got to do better about
this. They do. They need some black people.
Who we need to write this to?
They need some black people on staff. That's all.
Making me look crazy.
Need a little culture. That's all.
Beyonce thanked her fans for making her new album, Renaissance, the number one album, and the song Break My Soul is also number one.
She ain't gonna thank me.
What you do?
Listen to it, played it for a couple people.
So she need to thank you personally?
Nah, not personally. I ain't in a beehive, but I want to be thanked for that. It's a great album, though, seriously.
Well,
through and through.
She released it on her website, so log on and you will receive your thanks.
Alien Superstar.
Boy, that's my new name.
That's a good song.
I'm an alien superstar, right?
You really are.
Fam.
You from out of nowhere.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't think like nobody. I don't talk like nobody. I don't act like nobody.
Facts.
One of one.
Facts.
Stay humbly.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, yes. Give it to me.
Stacey, good morning.
Today, we are talking about what to do if you have a child with a partner and your partner decides to move out of town. Let's get right into it. If you already have a child custody order, there is a relocation statute that is a part of that custody order that requires any person that is wanting to relocate the principal residence of a child to give 60 days written notice to the other parent that they are going to be relocating. And that has to include the new address that they're moving and a proposed parenting plan. You have 60 days from receiving that written communication, and it has to be mailed, but receiving that communication to file an objection with the court. You cannot send them back a certified letter saying don't move. You have to file a petition objecting to the relocation with the court. You have 60 days to do that. If not, there's not going to be a method to prevent them from relocating because the court can prevent them from relocating with the child. Now, if you missed that, you're like, oh, I didn't know. It's already been over 60 days. I didn't get in touch with a lawyer. You have 6 months from the time that they move from Kansas City or the state of Missouri to file a petition, an original petition, either for modification. You can file a modification petition to change the parenting plan because you still have jurisdiction in Missouri, or you can file your original paternity action because, again, this is a situation where the parties were not married. And so if you do that within 6 months, Missouri still has jurisdiction to make that custody determination. And so it's super important. A lot of things in family law are very time sensitive. And so anytime you get a notice concerning a child, always act on it immediately. Just call a lawyer and figure out what to do that same day. And so if you have questions about child custody or child support, always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on social media at StaceyShawLaw. Now remember, it's Tuesday. We are doing acts of love. We've upped it from acts of peace. It's not enough. We're going to have to do some action. So remember, do an act of love for somebody today for me. And remember, knowledge is power. We're bringing power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:37. And for past episodes, make sure you hit up KBRS.com. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, I feel I can read minds, especially if I hit the Holy Spirit activate button.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, no.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Uh-huh.
Activate. Activate. Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, no.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Hey. Okay. Do you feel that way? Do you think that you have a sixth sense to be able to read people's minds or anything like that?
Not necessarily read people's minds. I think I got something that I can see into the future a little bit. but not that. That's not a special power I have.
There's a man who says that he's got a very special power. I've never heard of this. He says that he can taste words. He said he was...
Bon appetit.
He said he was living with a roommate and he had to move because the roommate's name tasted bad. So every time he said the name Elijah, he said it tasted like licking an eyeball.
Licking an eyeball?
So like you plan to eat more than a sandwich, boy.
That he refuses to form relationships with people if their name tastes or smells bad.
Bro, that don't even make sense, but continue on.
He says the name Martin tastes like candy. What you think the name tastes like?
Wow, I can't even think of nothing funny right now. I don't know. I'm just thinking the first thing that comes to my mind is just hard fried wings.
Shay tastes like hard fried wings.
That's what I think when I think of you. I just think about hard fried wings.
Why?
Because you always talk about how the wings ain't fried hard enough for you. Always, all the time, no matter where we go. I take it to one of my favorite chicken spots. I don't know about that, Brian.
It's just the texture, right?
So, yes, I guess it's making sense to me now, because when I think of you, I do think about hard fried chicken. Not lemon pepper, like regular sauteed and...
That's super weird, but okay, Fred.
What about Brian? Come on now, hit me with it.
I've never considered what Brian might taste like at all. I've never considered that.
It's delectable.
Because you're like a little brother, so maybe snot.
Wow. You think about that when you think of me?
You're like a bratty little brother. So you know how your little brother pick his little boogers and
snot.
Put it on you or something.
All right.
Boogers is salty.
I got you. Oh, so I'm Lowry's?
Huh? Well, salty is seasoning.
That just means
you're... Don't ask me how I know.
Because your salt intake is high. That's why. I lower it down. If your ex is salty at you, hit us up. And flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never hear, never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I would like to flex on my ex because he always used to call me broke or whatever, but he just don't know that ever since I started talking to him, I didn't got me a good job and all this kind of stuff, and everything's coming in handy. I was fine with the men, but he was always being funny, kept trying to be like, oh, well, you probably ain't got the money for this and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But really, it was just, I was at a low moment because I had just lost my brother or whatever, and when I got back on my feet, it was like, yeah, now say something.
See, condolences on the loss of your brother, but you know, I reject the word broke. I say financially challenged at this moment.
Right.
So later for that man, whatever his name is.
What is he doing now?
He's still in the streets and he got his little regular job covering up, whatever.
Oh.
Oh boy, sound like you don't need to be on this radio station talking about it.
Lord, I hope they don't try to involve us in the indictment. I don't want to be called on no stand about that.
Oh, no.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, we don't.
But it ain't like, you know, we even know who we even talking about.
Right. You know, this is random. No. This is just thoughts that we having right now on the radio. This ain't actual facts or nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Police.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Well, make sure you protect yourself and have a good one, all right?
Thank you.
I'll see you.
All right, girl. Police! Help! Police! Help! Help!
We've got all your celebrity shame.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs to reach the mid-80s. Right now, you got a little sunshine in 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Fat Joe took to his Instagram page yesterday to respond to Irv Gotti's recent comments about Ashanti.
Irv Gotti, you sucker, man. You sucker. And I'm not talking crazy to Irv, because Irv just closed the deal. You know, God bless him, he's making money. Whatever Irv has with Ashanti is 20 years old. And so I know he was making some points that mean a lot to him, his heart and soul. But when you keep ranting about somebody 20 years later, it felt like he's not over the young lady, right? And so also we didn't know that they was because the whole time I'm there. What's Love, Big Pun Record, on tour. I never seen them together like that. Now, I'm not saying they wasn't. There was rumors they was. I never seen it. But I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
Facts.
That's how I felt too. He said exactly what I felt.
But I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
And it's public pillow talking, one. Two, it's giving me the energy of the old dude who is looking at his old thing and is just, you know, trying to brag on to something, trying to hold on to something. Yeah, I used to hit that over there. Yeah.
She's never talked about you, so maybe she
ever.
Doesn't feel the same.
She don't. She ain't sometimes ever talked about it.
Sometimes it's uneven, you know what I mean? One of us feels more than the other. It happens all the time in regular life. We're going to be talking to Irv Gotti tomorrow on the show, so that should be interesting to find out why he felt the need to say this. And he's got this new BET series coming on called Murder, Inc. It's going to be 5 parts.
That's why.
And I think it starts today.
But I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
I love Fat Joe, right? He's hilarious.
Leo season, August 19th, baby.
Oh, he's a Leo?
That's right.
Do you know every Leo's birthday? Seriously?
I know a lot.
Oh, God.
I love
when
birthdays.
Is this over again? When is the Leo season over?
Well, August 23rd, and that starts, okay, you know, that's Kobe's birthday.
Good.
That starts Virgo season.
Okay, good. I'll be happy to move into Virgo energy. I think my baby father's a Virgo. Nas?
You got baby father?
Yeah, Nas.
Yes, he's like September 13th or 14th or something like that.
Yeah. You ain't know that was my baby father?
No, because I don't see no kids.
Just because you don't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah, okay.
That's called faith.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Exactly. I just gave you a word. Just because you don't see something
you
doesn't mean...
You want to praise dance?
Boy, look. If I ain't had these clogs on, I promise you...
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a light to come.
You gonna twerk
oh, I
Jesus?
Thought you was going to get out. I mean, okay, well, then let's keep talking then. I thought that
now,
was going to be the
way
out.
We got time for one more.
So Pete Davidson is apparently going through trauma therapy, doing large part to the harassment he experienced for Kanye West.
Oh, from Kanye. I thought you was about to say Kim. Well, that's what a couple of Instagram posts will do to you. It'll get you shaking like that, fam.
I guess so. You know, yeah. Everybody not tough, Brian. Some things affect people differently.
But this dude, man, I done heard this dude talk about, like, blatantly his father and 9/11 and all this type of stuff. I would have thought that he was, like, more mentally tough than that, but...
Maybe he got shot because of that. You know, sometimes when you go through traumas and
yeah,
stuff...
I get it.
Shoot, I mean... Everybody ain't the same, but you know.
I can understand.
That wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, well, Kanye, just roast his clothes or something, man. Roast his music. He'll get in his feelings.
I mean, you off that now. You don't go with his wife no more. It's
he got him tattooed on. Don't he got like a Kim tattoo though?
But you told me, wasn't that you who told me that? Or was that Playmaker who
what?
Told me he got a gazillion tattoos? So that's
he
nothing.
Does. He does. But still, like, to have somebody else's name tatted on you like that, like,
what do you think the chances of him meeting another Kim and going with her is? Pretty high.
It is pretty high.
Pretty common name.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Atina.
All right, Atina. I just want you to know Brian said, come on, auntie. All right, let's see what you got.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me, I'll be your baby tonight.
Mm-hmm. Do it. You're giving me ecstasy. It. Come on, auntie. Come on.
No, you the auntie. Continue on. You got it, Brian.
That's my song. I ain't
you
gonna,
sang that with your chest.
I ain't even going to hold you. I love that song. We got you hooked up, though. You got $30 cash. Prizes, Lottery, Cosmic Cash, Instant Ticket Prospect, and you got a shot to go see Lizzo October 14th at the T-Mobile Center.
Awesome.
Atina, you're qualified for $1,000 in hot summer cash and a $500 gas card, too. Tell everybody what morning show made you a winner, Mommy.
Good morning, Ron. We show you show. Outstanding.
Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Money in my pocket. Up the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Gems.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash. Thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, all on the fall.
You know what it is. It's Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.